Perhaps some of the most emotional and compelling comments came from Brian Clements. He's an Arkansan who moved to Newtown, Connecticut, and whose wife Abby teaches at Sandy Hook Elementary. Both of their children went to Sandy Hook. On December 14th of last year, Abby Clements huddled against a wall with her students about 50 feet away from the mass murders.
I grew up in Arkansas. I still consider it my home state, even though I haven't lived there in quite some time. My family moved to Arkansas when I was about 6 years old. I lived there through high school. I went to high school at North Little Rock, Northeast. Went to Hendrix for 2 years before transferring to SMU. My family all still lives in Arkansas. I still consider it my home state. My heart is still there.
Clements says he's extremely disappointed with Pryor's vote last week and is seeking answers.
You know, I think the measures that were being proposed in that bill are simple common sense measures. One of the arguments that the NRA and others have been coming up with is that we just need to enforce gun laws that are already on the books. I agree with that wholeheartedly. I think most people would agree with that. And one of the best ways that we can enforce the existing laws that are designed to keep guns out of the hands of convicted criminals and the mentally ill is by having universal background checks.
Clements says he's always had strong opinions about gun violence and the need to reduce access to guns, especially illegal guns, for people he feels shouldn't have them.
You know, this is not just an issue about Newtown. There are many, many cities in this country where dozens of people are killed on the street because of robberies with guns or gang violence or any number of situations where guns are used and people are killed. Every day this happens.
Clements recently wrote an open letter to Senator Pryor that was published in the Arkansas Times. He says he tried to contact Pryor's office twice by email before writing that letter, but grew frustrated when he received no response. Right now, he says he's just confused on where Pryor stands.
I'm not at all clear on where Senator Pryor stands. You know, he voted for, I believe he voted for the Leahy Amendment on trafficking, which was encouraging. But I haven't heard any reason why he decided to vote against the background checks.
So where does Pryor stand on things like universal background checks and stronger anti-trafficking laws? Senator Pryor.
Those are fair questions. You know, last week we had a chance to vote on two background check bills. I read both of them, spent a lot of time with both of them, and I chose the Grassley Amendment over the Manchin-Toomey Amendment. And one of the reasons I did that is because Manchin-Toomey, with all due respect, now I totally understand how people are so emotional about this, but I don't want to lose sight of the facts. With all due respect, the Manchin-Toomey bill would not have prevented the mass shootings in Jonesboro or in Tucson or in Aurora or in Newtown. And you may say, well, wait a minute, why is that? And that's because it did nothing to enforce the current background check system that we have on the books. And there's no sense of expanding the rules when they're not being enforced.
Pryor says the Grassley bill had solutions in it he liked, such as strengthening funding for mental health programs.
You know, this was a common thread in all the shootings. Mental health issues clearly are a big part of these mass violent events. The Grassley bill increased funding for that. And let me tell you, it's been hard to get Republicans to say yes to increased funding for anything, much less mental health. So I thought this was a big moment for us to try to do this.
Pryor says he also liked that the Grassley bill required the states and the courts and agencies, including federal agencies, to report all records on mental health through the background check system. He says the Grassley bill also dealt with tougher penalties for so-called straw purchases of guns. That's when someone with a clean record buys a gun for someone else who cannot pass a background check. He says the Manchin-Toomey bill didn't have anything like that.
Also, the Grassley bill dealt with reauthorizing the COPS program. I've been a big supporter of the COPS program for a long time. This is the program that, in many cases, provides school resource officers, and these have been very, very successful and very popular in Arkansas.
Pryor says he also thought the Grassley bill would have meant greater accountability for the Department of Justice, which he says really doesn't follow up when someone tries to buy a gun and the purchase is denied.
You know, I appreciate people's concern. I appreciate their feelings about this. Believe me, it's apparent. I get it. But, you know, I'm looking for something that has teeth in it.
Both the Grassley and Manchin-Toomey bills came up in the Senate the same day last week. Both needed 60 votes to pass, and neither received that amount. The Manchin-Toomey bill Pryor did not vote for had 54 votes, and the Grassley bill he did vote for had 52. So Senate Majority Leader Reid has pulled both bills down, and the Senate is now in what Pryor calls a cooling-off period to see if a bill can be crafted that might be able to get the 60 votes. Pryor says he's definitely in favor of strong anti-trafficking laws. However, he shies away from saying he's in favor of universal background checks.
Universal background checks, to me, that word, that phrase is a little bit like when we were doing health care, they were talking about the public option. If you ask people on the street, hey, are you for a public option? Overwhelming number of people would say, yeah, that sounds good. But it's like universal background checks. You don't know what it means until you actually do it. So one of the provisions in the universal background check bill that was going through the Senate committee, you know, was that there wasn't even a family exception for this. So if, you know, a grandfather wanted to give his son or his grandson a shotgun for his 16th birthday, the son would have to go through a background check. And, you know, people in Arkansas don't like that. That's not the problem.
Meanwhile, the anti-gun violence organization Mayors Against Illegal Guns, a well-funded group co-founded by New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, says it's seriously considering running an ad campaign targeting Democrats like Mark Pryor for the way they voted on the gun legislation. The group is considering an ad campaign that calls out Pryor for opposing the president's agenda. Karen Trigo-Stewart, KUAR News.